This woman, as I said, was a Samaritan sinner, a sinner of the worst complexion, for the Jews abhorred to have aught to do with them. Verse 9. Wherefore none more fit than she to be made one of the decoys of heaven, to bring others of these Samaritan wildfowls under the net of the grace of Christ. And she did the work to purpose. Many and many more of the Samaritans believed on him. Verses 40-42. The heart of man, though set on sin, will, when it comes once to a persuasion that God is willing to have mercy upon us, incline to come to Jesus Christ for life. Witness those turnaways from God that you also read of in Jeremiah. For after they had heard 3 or 4 times over that God had mercy for backsliders, they broke out and said, Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Or as those in Hosea did, For in thee the fatherless find mercy. Jeremiah 3:22, Hosea 14:1-3. Mercy, and the revelation thereof, is the only antidote against sin. It is of a thawing nature. It will loose the heart that is frozen up in sin. Yea, it will make the unwilling willing to come to Jesus Christ for life. Wherefore, do you think, was it that Jesus Christ told the adulterous woman, and that before so many sinners, that he had not condemned her, but to allure her, with them there present, to hope to find favor at his hands? As he also saith in another place, I came not to judge, but to save the world. For might they not thence most rationally conclude that if Jesus Christ had rather save than damn an harlot, there was encouragement for them to come to him for mercy? I heard once a story from a soldier who, with his company, had laid siege against a fort, that so long as the besieged were persuaded their foes would show them no favor, they fought like madmen. But when they saw one of their fellows taken and received a favor, they all came tumbling down from their fortress and delivered themselves into their enemies' hands. I am persuaded, did men believe that there is that grace and willingness in the heart of Christ to save sinners, as the word imports there is, they would come tumbling into his arms. But Satan has blinded their minds that they cannot see this thing. Howbeit, the Lord Jesus has, as I said, that others might take heart and come to him, given out a commandment that mercy should in the first place be offered to the biggest sinners. Begin, saith he, at Jerusalem. And thus I end the third reason. Fourthly, Jesus Christ would have mercy offered in the first place to the biggest sinners, because that is the way, if they receive it, most to weaken the kingdom of Satan, and to keep it lowest in every age of the world. The biggest sinners, they are Satan's colonels and captains, the leaders of his people, and they that most stoutly make head against the Son of God. Wherefore, let these first be conquered, and his kingdom...